Master Horn, it's good to see you. Please, come join us.
Corrin strode toward an empty seat and dropped heavily into it, rubbing his eyes. Jaina and Leia, as they were not yet masters, they had opted to stand rather than take one of the stone chairs, moved to stand behind Corrin. Leia dropped a hand on his shoulder and squeezed it in a silent gesture of reassurance. Hamner turned to Silgal.
Master Silgal, since you were present when the incident occurred, and have debriefed the two Jedi Knights who fought Jaisela.
Hamner saw Corrin flinch ever so slightly at the words.
I would appreciate it if you told us what you know thus far.
Silgal glanced compassionately at Corrin Horn, then twisted her body in the Mon Calamari equivalent of a human nod. Hamner, of course, had heard her report earlier. Most of the other masters had heard about the incident, but not the details. He wondered how much Corrin Horn himself had heard, and kept his eyes on the man as Silgal spoke. In her gravelly voice, that nonetheless held a world of kindness, Silgal recounted the painful events, Jaisela's irrational fear and firm belief that everyone was an imposter, her pausing outside the locked door and subsequently escaping, using knowledge that she could not possibly have had, her fight with her friends outside the temple, the fact that this was on all the news vids on what was apparently a brutal endless loop.
The inescapable conclusion, given the evidence, Silgal finished up, is that Jedi Jaisela Horn was afflicted by the same mental disorder that affected her brother. Her reaction is virtually identical. I am convinced that if I had been given the opportunity to study her, the diagnosis would have been the same.
Except you weren't,
Horn said, his voice low and calm, deceptively so, Hamner suspected.
She was hunted down and dragged off. A holocam catching every minute of it. Her guilt and sentence were determined before anyone had even examined her.
Yet there is a difference between Valen and Jaisela, one that fortunately I was able to witness, to sense in the Force,
Silgal continued.
And it could be an important clue. As I said, I dearly wish I could verify whether or not Jaisela's brainwave pattern is similar to her brother's.
By that mean if she was able to project artificial readings? Asked Kyle Katarn.
Exactly,
Silgal said.
Because if my theory is correct, she would not be using that Force ability. It is my belief, from everything I experienced, that she is using another Force ability entirely.
She turned to Leia and Jaina, her large eyes expressive.
I believe that Jaisela Horn flow-walked.
Leia and Jaina exchanged glances. Hamner waited. Jaina frowned and looked down, and Leia sighed.
That's another ability that Jason had that most Jedi don't,
Leia said.
You're certain she flow-walked?
I am,
Silgal said gently.
Both the evidence and what I felt in the Force confirm it.
Hamner turned to Corrin.
Master Horn, I have no wish to cast aspersions, but in light of the evidence...
Corrin, who had been listening with increasing emotion, now spoke.
You don't have to say it. Of course Mirax and I will come in for a thorough medical examination. Don't you think that was the first thing that popped into our minds when we were told about Jaisela? Whether this sickness was something she or I had passed along to them?
Thank you, Master Horn,
Silgal said gratefully.
The more information we have, the better. Currently, I confess, no one has any idea what might be causing this tragedy. I must eliminate what possibilities I can.
She turned to Hamner.
Master Hamner, I and a team must be permitted to examine Jaisela. It is vital to our investigation into what is causing this.
Corrin laughed, a short, harsh bark.
Good luck with that, Silgal, he said. Mirax and I aren't even being permitted to see her.
What?
The single word erupted from several throats. Some of the masters literally rose from their seats. Saba Sebatine hissed. Hamner held up a calming hand.
That's utterly inexcusable, Corrin, and I'll make a formal request that you and your wife be allowed to see your daughter before she is put in carbonite. I'll be seeing Chief of State Dalla in 3 days, and... 3 days? I am endeavoring to persuade her that this is a matter that requires her immediate attention.
She shouldn't keep you waiting for 3 hours, let alone...
Kip burst out.
Master Hamner.
The voice was feminine, cool, reasonable, and it cut through the raised voices and tension in the room like a vibroblade through cheese. After all these years, Leia Organa Solo still had what it took to draw the attention of a room full of people.